You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV in association with MTK Global, joined by Sam Jones for the first time in a long time on camera. We've been
Zooming it,
yeah. Of course, I had an interview with your man John Edges down here today. You're in London, done a podcast, I know, with Florian Marco and Ultimate Boxer. Before we talk any of that, it's only right that we talk about one of the biggest domestic heavyweight fights, biggest domestic fights in general we've had for years, in Daniel Dubois and Joe Joyce. A lot of us thought we wouldn't get it because of the gate situation, but Frank Warren, Daniel, yourself, Joe, and everyone involved have put this on behind closed doors, and it's not on pay-per-view, which is brilliant for the fans, Sam.
Yeah, it was a good decision by Frank. It was a great idea from Frank, but we still had to make it work, I think, from both sides. Team Dubois and ourselves, we've all had to take a haircut. It's because I think there's a lot of self-belief there. Joe believes he's going to win the fight, and winning the fight will put him in such an amazing position going into next year. And it was important we got the fight on, because it's a dark time at the moment, isn't it? It's a genuinely dark time at the moment, and we all made a decision together that, look, we don't want to lose this fight. We don't want to go into next year and Dubois goes another way and we go another way. We want to give this fight to the fans, because if I get stopped for any reason, it's always about, unless it's an Albanian speaking about Florian, unless it's an Albanian coming up to me speaking about Florian Marco, it's always about the Joyce-Dubois fight. Everyone's got their opinions. Dubois is a big favourite. But regardless, people are speaking positively about the fight. And we've delivered S-Jam Boxing, ourselves, S-Jam Boxing, Frank Warren and Team Dubois, we've delivered a huge fight for the fans in dark times.
Why does Joe Joyce win?
I think I think experience. Joe's always fancied the fight. Is he going to have to take a few? Yeah, definitely. Dubois is a huge puncher. Very young. But inexperienced, very, very inexperienced. Joe Joyce has all the pedigree in the world. He's faced better people than Dubois in his career, albeit yet maybe not as a professional, but still, you look at the opponents Joe's been in with. Although Bermain Stiverne was not in the best shape, it was still Bermain Stiverne, and the last thing you lose is a punch. And Bermain Stiverne connected with Joe Joyce. Joe in that, I wasn't really a fan of that performance with Joe and Stiverne, but if you look at who Joe's been in the ring with as a professional and definitely as an amateur, it's night and day between the two. Daniel Dubois, who's he really fought, amateur or professional? Nobody. That's just my opinion. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, especially that's why what makes the fight so special. Dubois definitely the favourite going into it. If you only got to look at the odds to see that, but we believe in Joe. We believe in Joe, and most importantly, Joe believes in himself.
I think most people, though, in boxing that you speak to, either say it's going to be Dubois early, and if you can't get rid of him after four or five, then Joe's got a really, really good chance.
Yeah, I think people underestimate Joe's power as well. I think people think that, oh, he's not, because you've seen Dubois. It's plain to see Dubois is a huge puncher, but again, who's he knocked out? It's like you go back to the Kevin Johnson fight, and he couldn't open Kevin Johnson up.
What about sparring stories, though, and Dubois?
Yeah, there's loads of sparring stories about Dubois, but like, what is sparring really? There's loads of sparring stories when it comes to him and Hergovic had some interesting spars apparently, which didn't go Dubois' way. But it's just sparring, isn't it? This is a professional fight with no head guards on and 10-ounce gloves. And Dubois looked nothing other than spectacular at the moment. You've got to give him credit. He's done everything asked of him as a professional, but he has had everything his own way. He has definitely had everything his own way. Joe's had much harder tests as a professional, and as I say, especially as an amateur. It's just a great fight, and like, whether you want Dubois to win or Joe to win, you're not even. It's on subscription now, so the fans are getting a treat there, and I hope everyone enjoys the fight because it's for them.
I appreciate you. You can't go into too much detail about this, but obviously both Daniel and Joe would have had to take a massive pay cut without the gate being there, and it's not on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
But they're still financially being looked after reasonably well, Sam.
Yeah, of course, it's still for, on both sides, it's for both of them, it's their career highest paydays. And yeah, look, we've had to take a haircut. A skin fade. had to take haircuts. But we didn't want to let this fight go, especially for the fans and especially for the size of the fight, profile-wise, for both guys. It's a huge, huge fight. And if the fight didn't happen this year, I genuinely believe, and me, I was saying this to Frank as well, I genuinely believe if it didn't happen this year, then the fight's gone forever. And I didn't want to be involved in something like that where they're like, oh, I wish that fight would have happened. Look, it's credit to Daniel Dubois' team, credit to ourselves, credit to Frank, BT, that we've made the fight happen. And it is genuinely for, it's cliche or for the fans, but it genuinely is. It's dubbed as for the fans, and it really is for the fans.
When you and Joe were told that it's not going to be on pay-per-view, what was your reaction?
I was okay. I was okay about it. It was just, what are the figures?
Yeah, fair enough.
What are the figures? And look, we've made it work. It wasn't what we want. It wasn't what we deserve. It wasn't what the fight deserves. I'm sure, as I say, for Dubois as well, Dubois and Joe deserves more. But again, we didn't want to let this fight go. And as I say, it's credit to everybody, Frank, because Frank as a promoter, there was a huge gate coming to watch the fight. That's gone. Everybody from all sides, Joe, Daniel, and Queensbury Promotions have took a big loss on this, but the fans deserve it. The same way Bob Arum's giving the subscription viewers Teofimo Lopez against Lomachenko. That's a great fight, and it's subscription. So this is what should be happening. More of this should be happening in boxing at the moment.
Of course, Bob had a lot to say about Sky pay-per-view model.
I love it when Bob goes on his rants.
What did you make of Joshua's going to be on pay-per-view, that's to be expected.
Yeah, of course.
White Povetkin too, considering the first one was on pay-per-view.
Yeah
I think Usyk Chisora has come under a lot of flack for being on pay-per-view.
Eddie's right in what he says. It's like Usyk commands X amount of money, he's a unified cruiserweight champion of the world, but if you walk around the street in England and ask who Alexander Usyk is, people are gonna not know who he is. But the fact is, to make that fight work, Eddie obviously clearly needed to put it on pay-per-view. But if you're asking me as a fan, should it be on pay-per-view? No, definitely not. It's not a pay-per-view fight. Chisora, as good, greater value as he is, he's lost 9 times and he's fighting a guy coming up from cruiserweight in a fight, and it's not for me. It's not. I think Dillian White against Alexander Povetkin, take my money. I'm happy to pay for that all day long. That's got fireworks written on it. You only got to look at the first fight, how dramatic it was. Like, that's a pay-per-view fight. Joshua, he's the biggest star in Bar Canelo. He's the biggest star in world boxing. It's pay-per-view. Same as when Tyson Fury, I'm sure when he announces his fight, it's pay-per-view. These guys are huge megastars, but Usyk Chisora, not for me. That's just my honest opinion. But am I going to pay for it at the fight? Hell yeah, because I'm a boxing fan.
Let's talk about John Edges, who I spoke to today. Of course, he had a difficult debut. So
very difficult.
Being honest, majority of the fans had Jan Arden winning.
Yeah.
How did you see it?
I put a tweet on. I can't even remember what I said, but when I was literally initially watching it, I honestly thought that the guy landed better shots, but I didn't believe he could win the fight by landing 4 backhands. Clean backhands, but I didn't believe that. When I was watching it, when I watched it back, if I'm honest, I scored it a draw, as did many other people. Dominic Ingold, he had it as a draw, because John was... My issue with John was not... It wasn't even the fact that it was close. It was very close. It wasn't a robbery, but it was close. It was the fact that I didn't like John's performance, full stop, because I'd been seeing John spar and John was doing so much better. He was doing a lot of rounds with Denzel Bentley, who's a top quality fighter. John's performance was amateurish. He looked like a young kid in there, and he performed like a young kid. But John's if you look at his what he's won as an amateur, you don't just turn rubbish after one poor performance. I don't want people to judge him on that. If you want to blame anyone, as I said before, blame me, because I should have took more. Listen, it was a late last minute replacement.
Southpaw.
It was last minute replacement. Southpaw. He had no southpaw spine, and that guy was coming to win. You saw him; he was in good shape. I won't go into things, but if you look at people's debuts in the past, like people with like inexperience, but like Conor Benn, his debut opponent, and his path's been easier. But what I didn't want to do is, because it was so late in the day, I didn't want to turn down that opponent and then John not be on the card because he's trained so hard. But in reality, I probably should. I probably should have said no fight. We take it like it's one of those things, and we fight on a different card. And so if anyone, if it's anyone's to blame for that, blame me. I'm not blaming Matchroom. They gave him a great platform. Eddie's going to back him, and Eddie's going to get him out again. But there's corrections there to be made on his performance, and we're dealing with that swiftly.
I mentioned that tweet to him today, and he didn't want to pass the buck on to you. He said that he was in the ring, etc.
Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying, as you're still learning on the job as a manager, of course.
Yeah, you've got to be prepared to sometimes take your hands up, put your hands up, and say, look, I should have. John, being what he's done in the amateurs and what he's achieved, I thought, beat this guy no problem. But in reality, John should be beating guys like that no problem. And we will run it back, and we will give Jan Arden the opportunity to right what I'm sure he thinks is a wrong. Mm. Like, because people are entitled to their opinions. Oh, but I think people. I wasn't happy with the commentary as well. Like, I got a lot of time for Adam Smith. I really respect Matthew Macklin. Someone very, very respected in the game. But I was just thinking, when I watched it back, like, it's like you've got him losing already, like the whole fight, and it's only into round one. I think when you expect someone to have their debut, you expect an easy one-round knockout, and it wasn't that. It wasn't that. Kid came especially to win. Like, it wasn't a guy just tucking up, arms up, letting John let his hands go, which is what a debut kind of should be. But I think John will learn more from that than he will in his next 10 fights. So I'm happy it's happened. We'll take that one. We got a W, yeah, albeit lucky, but he's gonna, hopefully people will see the real John Hedges in the next few fights.
And he'll have double the viewers in the second fight.
Yeah, absolutely. People is gonna be people. I've never seen so many people call an 18-year-old kid out. Like, there's so many journeymen just coming out the rock saying, "I get a message in me all day. Let me fight John Hedges." So look, was it a great performance? No, but has it done his profile any harm? No, not at all. More eyeballs on his next fight. But if anyone's to blame me for that, no problem. Give the kid a break. He's 18 years old. Let him learn. And we believe in the process, and we believe how good he is. And let me tell you, he is very, very good, and he will keep improving.
Sam, two questions in one here.
Yeah.
What's happening with Lerone Richards? And secondly, what did you make of Umar Sadiq's performance against Chudinov?
What do you want me to start with first?
Go on, Lerone, what's happening with him?
Lerone's got a big, big fight being announced very, very shortly. Can't talk too much about that yet. Contracts are all but done, and hopefully there'll be a big announcement in the next week or so.
Domestic opponent?
No.
Okay, at least you told us that. Yeah, and what did you make of Sadiq's performance in Russia?
Genuinely, heroic. I thought he was absolutely outstanding. That's my honest opinion. I thought the Russian would be. I always knew Umar Sadiq would cause him problems, especially early on, because Umar's very like gangly, isn't he? And he's very kind of, he's awkward. But Umar showed everything in that fight: balls, heart, determination, everything. And I would have loved to have seen him go out at least on points. But I think the judges had him up.
One of the judges had him up.
I honestly had him losing a close fight. And obviously it was in Russia as well, hard to get a decision there. But I thought Umar was, he's done his profile no harm there whatsoever. I thought he was absolutely outstanding. And I know he was quite bad after the fight. I think he was in hospital after the fight, so we just wish him a swift recovery. And but yeah, Umar was fantastic in that fight. Fantastic.
But Lerone's got his own path now.
Who knows future down the line? Yeah. That fight's still there. But Umar chose to go and fight Chudinov. Lerone, we had to move on, and we're doing our were doing our thing. But Umar was fantastic in that fight.
How's he getting on with Dave Caldwell?
Very, very good. You'll see in his next performance. Definite improvements.
Okay, so Florian Marco entered the Ultimate Boxer.
Yeah.
Just tell us about that.
We've done a mini deal with Ultimate Boxer, where listen, he's been getting a great platform, hasn't he? Chief support on all the cards for the last three fights. It's a good platform to keep building Florian's fan base. Not so much in Albania because he's a huge star there, but definitely in the United Kingdom. The next fight for Ultimate Boxer is going to be shown on ITV as well, so it's going to be huge for him.
Mm. I will ask about Conor Benn, because Florian was screaming for that Conor Benn fight. His opponent's just been announced today. What do you make of that matchup with Conor?
It's a very dangerous fight, and again, fair play to Conor Benn. I was just telling you not long ago, wasn't I? I'm a big fan of Conor Benn. Like, he does want to fight. I do believe it. I think Conor Benn wants to fight everybody. I think he's kind of got that chip on his shoulder that people say, oh, it's his father because of his dad. But fair play to Conor Benn, he's taking on all challenges. I just hope that the fight with Florian happens, because stylistically it's an amazing fight. Both of them come to fight and they'll meet each other in the middle of the ring, and I hope that fight happens next year.
How's Guido?
Guido's fine. Obviously, I don't make excuses. Anyone knows that I wouldn't make excuses, but Guido probably shouldn't have been in the ring that night as well. And he had an infection before he went out to Las Vegas. He was on antibiotics and he was just weak because of it. But he was okay. Things happen. Kings of Eber's eBay's no mug either. But we'll run that fight back, and I'm certain Guido's going to do a job on him the next time. But great learning experience for Guido. No excuses. It is what it is.
How did you score it?
How did I score it? Yeah. I had Guido winning. I had Guido winning. I think that it could have gone either way. I wouldn't have complained if it would have gone to eBay, but I thought, as I say, because it's all because Guido's the home fighter, and because Guido didn't spectacularly knock him out, people have like, oh, Guido's lost there. But I had Guido edging it.
Was that on the same weekend as John?
Yeah.
Okay, so a difficult one where a lot of fans thought both your fighters lost the majority.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
How were you after that on Monday?
Boxing's hard, isn't it? Boxing is not easy. You've got to take the good, you've got to... When it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad. And like, it is what it is. Like, the more I think about it, I'm happy what's happened with John, because he's going to learn from it. Guido, he's going to learn from it. Guido's super talented. He'll come back from that, and we'll run it back, and Guido will fight eBay again.
Well, done some weight, you have.
I've lost some weight. Yeah, I've been training hard. To be fair, I've been training really hard. Last 7 weeks, I've been training with Kurt Gibbons. Shout out Kurt Gibbons, amazing trainer. I just think he's the best trainer in the world. He's got a fat kid like me in shape, so he must be pretty special. So yeah, shout out Kurt Gibbons for getting me, whipping me into some good shape. Finally got a few abs to show off. My cheeks aren't as fat.
You'd have done put some weight back on in Hakistan right now.
Yeah, just been to Hakistan, just flipping noodles and rice, and broke the diet a little bit. But yeah, it is what it is. You've got to live, haven't you? Everything in moderation.
A couple of more things, Sam. Mm-hmm. What do you make of Deontay Wilder's contract expiring? A lot of people thinking that he stalled on purpose, so he didn't want to fight Tyson Fury. What have you made of the situation?
Again, I don't really know. I just think that when people are saying, oh, Deontay Wilder shouldn't take the rematch, like, if he's not taking this rematch with Tyson Fury, which will be his biggest payday,
a shot at the world title
to get retribution, because he didn't just get beaten his last fight, did he? He got absolutely battered. That's what happened. And if you're not taking this rematch, he's probably going to retire, isn't he? Let's be honest, he's going to retire, because what do you really do? What's your explanation? Like, I think Tyson's beat him twice, to be honest. And bear in mind, I'm a big fan of Deontay Wilder. Huge puncher, very exciting, comes to knock you out, but no interest in points. He's fan-friendly, isn't he, Deontay Wilder? But Tyson went through him, like, as I say, a hot knife through butter, didn't he? So does he want to take that again? Has he made enough money? Probably. He's probably made enough money that he doesn't have to think about money ever again. Does he need to put himself or his family through that again? Probably not. So if he's not taking it, I hope he retires, because he's had a great career and he just lost to somebody that's an all-time great, in my honest opinion.
Okay. The opponents touted for Tyson, Oscar Rivas, Fair Jagbar, Ajit Caballero. Who would you like to see? Michael Hunt has been suggested by fans.
Joe Joyce. No.
You're being serious there, though.
Of course, it's what it is. It's the world, shot of the world heavyweight title, isn't it? Against the best fighter and the best heavyweight in the world. If you're not in boxing to take that fight, then why are you in boxing? I think Michael Hunter deserves the shot. F.A. Jagba, don't be ridiculous. Ajit Caballero, no chance. No, definitely not. What's he done to deserve a world heavyweight title? To beat Derek Chisora? I want to see F.A. Jagba.
Rivas?
Oscar Rivas, it's just...
You're saying Hunter, then, really?
I want to see Michael Hunter get... stylistically, it might not be that great to watch because Michael Hunter's a boxer, but he's very game. And just from what he's done, I think he beat Povetkin very clearly in Saudi Arabia. He smashed Martin Bacoli, didn't he, a couple of years ago when that was meant to be an easy win for Martin Bacoli. He battered Sergey Kuzmin. He deserves a chance, doesn't he? He's the proper bogeyman of the division, Michael Hunter. Loads of respect for Mike. I'm a big, big fan of watching him. He deserves, if you're going to do an Apollo Creed style pick of an opponent, like what he did when he chose Rocky, you know, you've seen that. Surely you've watched Rocky.
All Rocky films.
Surely you've watched it. When he's flipping through the book, Michael Hunter deserves the crack at for me out of anybody.
How's Billy Nelson?
He was my inspiration to get some abs in. I was getting that way. I was becoming a young Billy Nelson during lockdown, minus the nasal hairs. But I'm sure he's all right. He's Joe's going to be sparring Mark at Martin Bacoli very soon. To be fair, again, which is going to be interesting. It's always great spars.
Soon?
Yeah, very soon. Listen, Martin Bacoli's a great fighter. He really is. He's I've seen him up and close and. Martin Bacoli's he's a very, very serious guy, serious heavyweight.
Do you think he'll beat Kuzmin?
Martin Bacoli, yeah, I think he'll beat Kuzmin, yeah.
When do you think he gets right in the mix?
It depends. He needs a marquee kind of name, does he? Because he's not exactly a massive draw, is he? He's just not a big draw, is he? Like he just isn't. So, but I hope he does because look, he's another great heavyweight, another very good heavyweight added to the thriving division at the moment. So. I'm sure he'll get his chance.
Just the last one to finish on. You teamed up with Behind the Gloves today. The announcement came in. Just talk to me about that.
Yeah, it's a big move for my company, S-Jam Boxing. Michelle's been around the game a long, long time. She's got a big organisation with Behind the Gloves. We just think that it's a great collaboration. It's great for both sides. Great for us ourselves and as a company that's building. Yeah, very, very proud of that. Thanks for bringing that up, Umar.
But you're still talking to IFL TV, yeah?
Always, mate. Always talk to IFL. Loyal to IFL TV.
Okay, Sam Jones, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for taking me out for some nice Chinese food, Umar.
Oh, I didn't take you where we split the bill, so just put that on camera.
You paid more, I made sure of it.
Okay, Sam, listen, I'm sure we're going to catch up soon. Plenty of time before Dubois Joyce.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to add before we go?
No, just everyone tune into the fight, the Joyce Dubois fight, and just, as I say, whether you're supporting Joe, whether you're supporting Daniel, just tune into the fight and enjoy it because these fights don't come around very often.
Top man, Sam, thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.